Welcome to Postcast tonight as the Utah Jazz beat the Golden State Warriors by 30. Let me say that again. Welcome to Postcast as the Utah Jazz defeat the Golden State Warriors by 30. Ron, why don't you take a step back so that you don't get your head cut off.
That's a good idea. What's
your thought on this one?
Well, my thought is it's a bummer because the Jazz only scored 26 points in the fourth quarter.
You mean after their 34, their 35, and their 34 previous quarters?
Yeah, I was expecting, you know. Got to get what you expect, you know. But what a ball game. I think a great basketball game for the fans because of the big shots that they made, the heroics of not just one player, a lot of players. And you have games like this, and sure enough, you know, this is a great Warriors team. They have teams going at them every night, and it just happened to be not their night tonight. The Jazz took it to them. The best thing about tonight was the Jazz didn't let up, didn't let the Warriors get on that run to the point where they just take you out, and all of a sudden you're down 10 points.
So the message from Zach Guthrie, the way the Jazz do their shoot-around, I don't want to reveal too much because I don't know what's allowed, but they have two coaches on every team. One has personnel, and then the other has the game plan. And they finished the personnel, and Zach Guthrie was the assistant coach. And the first thing he said was, guys, we're going to go through plays, but that's not what this is about.
Right.
This is about 48 minutes of constant concentration and discipline tonight. And you did it for 24 against them last time, and we were tied or down one at halftime, and then we blinked. We can't blink at any point tonight, and they didn't. They may have learned something about what they're capable of tonight.
It's amazing, David, that basketball, definitely a game of runs. The Jazz did not let this Golden State Warriors team get on that run. But it does show you that how you can win basketball games and the discipline, by having discipline, not letting your opponents take you out of it. I thought this morning at shoot-arounds, they spent a lot of time on how to beat this basketball team. And you and I listened very carefully as much as we could hear. But the very thing that surfaced that was pointed out to me was the discipline, was the 48 minutes of discipline and what it takes to beat a great basketball team. You must be on point.
A lot of different things have happened recently as the Jazz have now won 4 of 5, I think 5 of 7 since the Sacramento win, since Rudy's come back. They've won 4 of 6. It's also kind of the moment where we all said January 15th the schedule would change, and they things have been better since then. So that kind of matches a little bit to what we're seeing. The other thing is the Jazz 3-point shooting defense. Now the Warriors must have just missed some shots tonight because they were 5 of 25 from the field. But the Jazz 3-point shooting defense, which was 29th in the NBA and really bad when Rudy is out, has been really good over the last few games when Rudy's been back.
You know, and I was thinking about that as well. In that Detroit game, the Jazz perimeter defense is better. And I was thinking, okay, when the Jazz are having a bad night and they're not getting into their offense, they're not getting those good looks, it was because of the perimeter defense of their opponents, keeping them off the three-point line and keeping the guys from getting hot. Now you're seeing exactly how effective it can be if you have someone back there like Rudy Gobert and you get after it. The key to great perimeter defense is first of all, is staying attached and obviously with a very good game plan. But when you switch, you just don't get beat. And the Warriors run the fewest pick and rolls in the league. They don't need pick and rolls to make plays. They get a lot in transition. They get a lot of picks in transition. And so the Jazz did a great job of that, I thought, just not letting them get going with those early plays.
Joe Ingles started the night. I mean, that was the key of the whole thing is Joe Ingles hit a bunch of threes. It's a make-or-miss league. He made those shots early, and that gave the Jazz the edge and changed the game. He had a career-high 6 threes in the night, and he had 3 in that first quarter.
And then the heat check started. The heat check started before that. He ended up with 3. But he wasn't hesitating, though. I mean, he came off a screen. And remember, I talked about Durant going underneath the screens, and he just took advantage of it. Step back, knocked down a 3. When Durant went under another one, he knocked down a 3. Then he got one in the corner down there, and the crowd was so into it. Boy, you know, you can pinpoint a lot of great things that the Jazz did out there on the floor tonight, but it's nothing – was better than the way they started the basketball game off with Rubio and Joe Ingles.
And how about Ricky Rubio for the whole night?
Yeah, Rubio was just fantastic. I mean, he just flat out got after it. I thought he did a great job on Steph Curry. I know Quinn likes him, and I hope he continues to play that way, you know, all season long.
Well, Jazz really a fabulous night overall. You can listen to the whole broadcast of the Utah Jazz Radio podcast if you want to. We'll be talking about tomorrow more on Locked On Jazz. Just a fabulous performance, top to bottom, from the Jazz. Royce O'Neal brought bounce off the bench. Alec Burks was terrific. There's no need to talk about individuals. It was a collective effort tonight. 48 minutes of focus from every guy. It built on itself as the night went on. Other than Klay Thompson, none of the Warriors got a rhythm of any sort, and the Jazz blow out the Warriors by 30. It's a very simple breakdown.
And let me say one last thing about the game plan and about the attention to detail and how long shoot-around took this morning as far as preparing for the basketball game.
Well, the Jazz win it. They've won 4 of 5. They've won 5 of 7, I believe, is the right number, or something of the sort. And we head on the road for 3 more with a little bit of energy. We'll see how we do. Heading to Phoenix, San Antonio, 4, New Orleans, and Memphis. Can the Jazz go get 3 of 4 on this road trip? And suddenly you start wondering whether there's going to be a late playoff surge from this team. As the Jazz win it tonight against the Warriors by 30. Last time the Warriors had lost by 30 was in 2016, February of 2016, against the Blazers. Have a good night. What a win. This has been Locked On Jazz, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.